Penguin Random House Audio presents Meg and Joe by Virginia Cantra. Read for you by Carissa Vacker and Shannon McManus. To my mother, Phyllis S. Cantra, with thanks for everything you taught me, and in loving memory of Robert A. Cantra, I miss you, Dad. Prologue. Christmas Eve, then, Bunyan, North Carolina.
Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents, grumbled Joe, lying on the rug.
White Christmas was playing on the TV, but this year the scenes of soldiers far from home made her throat ache. It felt weird to be watching the movie without Dad. Everything felt wrong this year. Meg sighed.
It wouldn't be so bad if we were home.
Joe propped her chin on her hands to look around the old frame farmhouse, the wide plank floors imbued with the smell of wood smoke and tobacco, the faded hydrangea wallpaper their grandmother had hung before they were born.
We are home, she said. You know what I mean, her older sister said.
Joe did. It wasn't fair to lose Dad and the house at the same time. Their father was in Iraq. Called, he'd said, to give up his congregation to serve as an army chaplain. Joe understood that Daddy was doing good work, important work, serving their country far away. But that didn't change the fact that the new minister and his